65 acres, millions of gallons of radioactive and chemical waste, one potential work stoppage. That's the upshot of a highly critical report to Congress reviewing the construction of a waste treatment plant at Hanford. Anna King is KUOW's Tri-Cities correspondent. She told me about the waste treatment plant that's coming under scrutiny yet again.
So there's 56 million gallons of radioactive sludge in aging underground tanks. They're about the size of a house, Kim, underground. Mm. And they're all full of this radioactive sludge, and they're near the Columbia River. And already 1 million gallons has already leaked out. And so this plant is meant to turn that sludge into more stable glass logs that can be stored for the long term. In fact, this sludge is so hazardous that once they start this process up in this plant, once they turn the key, so to speak, they won't be able to enter certain rooms they call black cells ever again because this stuff is so hazardous. So this plant has to work the first time, the right time.
Anna, there is a lot in this report. It's 31 pages long, pretty technical. Can you please break it down for us? What does it say?
So one of the key points of this report said that the Department of Energy, which is the manager of Hanford, and its contractor called Bechtel, haven't been keeping good enough records on the quality of the components of the plant. So that means like steel or nuts and bolts or other types of building materials that are integrated into the plant. They can't prove that those are all nuclear grade right now. I spoke with Senator Ron Wyden this week about this report, and he says that DOE needs to prove the plant is using nuclear grade and safe materials.
This is not some kind of simple paperwork issue. If these quality assurance standards aren't met, then the facility can't operate.
This report also says that DOE might be too close to the problem to catch things like engineering errors or construction deficiencies. That's really not cool, because if you can't oversee the project and kind of see problems coming down the line and correct course, if the problems keep happening over and over, that's really worrying on a plant of this scale and this serious nature. And the report also called for work to stop in several areas of the plant where they think the problems just are too great.
Anna, you've been covering Hanford and the troubles with the cleanup for quite some time now. What, in your opinion, is the significance of this report?
The big fear has always been with this plant, is it going to be this multi-billion dollar albatross out in the middle of the desert that just collects tumbleweeds? Or can they actually start it up, and will it actually work? It's so big and it's taken so long to build, and there's so many generations of workers and reports and analysis that has gone into this huge plant that it's really complex to bring online and actually start up. And this material, some of it is explosive. Some of it has hydrogen that can build up. Other components of the waste are like nuclear grade plutonium. So this stuff is hazardous stuff, and we need to know that this plant is robust enough to handle the job.
For listeners who may not be too familiar with the story, Hanford has been dogged by problems for years now. Safety issues, costs that keep going up, delays. Anna, why has this cleanup been so troubled?
People often compare this project that we're doing right now with the first mission to the moon. It's so complex and people haven't done it before. There's been other waste treated, but nothing that is the complexity of the Hanford waste. It's also that they don't even know where this glass will ultimately end up. It used to be directed towards the Yucca Mountain project, but that's been mothballed since the Obama administration. And so if you don't know where the glass is going to go, you don't know what type of glass really you can build, because it chemically has to be compatible with where you plan to store it for thousands and millions of years. In fact, they have archaeologists trying to figure out how to put signs on this waste for future generations, because Whole civilizations could turn over in the time frame that this waste is still winding down with its half-lives.
Anna King is KUOW's Tri-Cities correspondent. I'm tweeting out a link to her story right now. You can find me at Kim on KUOW.